Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about self-determination. You know, there are too many people today who make too many excuses as to why it is they can't live the life of their dreams. They sit there and complain about everything. They waste their time watching stupid shows about the Kardashians, who are just a bunch of people who have made a shitload of money doing nothing but sensationalizing their lives, as far as I'm concerned. In fact, I didn't even know who these folks were until my godson came to visit and we went up to Calabasas, because I wanted to show him the canyons. And when he realized we were in Calabasas, he knew the Kardashians lived there. And I was like, who the hell are the Kardashians? Because I don't watch TV. I haven't watched TV since the commercials are louder than the shows. And that's a long time ago. And he told me who they were. And every time we talk and he brings up the Kardashians, I tell him to spend his time doing something of much more usefulness in his life, or at least read a good book or do something other than worrying about what these exploiters of sensationalization are doing, because people are so bored or so distraught in their own lives that they need to follow people like this. It's sort of like the old days when soap operas were so big, because people were more interested in watching these people yell and scream and have sex on the TV set during the day than to actually do something constructive with their own time. Because this is the thing, guys. You're going to be constructive and productive if you have something that you care about doing, if you have interest, if you have hobbies. If there's something about this world that you really care about, that you're willing to take a stand for and do the work involved to make changes. Otherwise, you're just living a slovenly life based on boredom, where you're willing to follow the lies that they portray on the TV as if it's truth, giving you anxiety and depressed thoughts because of the garbage they put on there. Because you know what? The truth of the matter is, most of what you see on the television news today is infotainment, and it has nothing to do with reality. Just ask people who have come here from abroad. And if you travel, you know what I mean. America is really good with propaganda. It's the way that we are basically controlled through our emotions, because the more you listen to this crap being repeated over and over on the TV, guess what? It goes straight into your unconscious mind, where it lives forever, which is why I never watch the TV news. I don't listen to the radio news if I can help it. Now and again, I might see some stories that come through on my iPad or my iPhone, but I really do my best to not have anything to do with the news. Which really shocks a lot of people in my life, because basically they want to know why I don't know why there was an earthquake or a tsunami or whatever. And my answer is simply this. What good is it going to do me to know about those things anyway? Because I've constructed my life to make a difference where I know I can make a difference, instead of worrying about that which I can't do anything about, or having my brain brainwashed with a bunch of sensationalized bullshit. Noam Chomsky wrote about manufacturing consent, and the main idea that he was putting out there was the idea that the news that we hear on the TV and on the radio is manufactured to distract us from the things that truly matter in our own lives. He was a brilliant man, and I totally agree with what he was saying way back when he was saying these things. It's even worse today. So what are you spending your time on? Who are you spending your time with? Well, these people who are doing important, interesting things. Let me tell you, Thanksgiving time, I was invited up to a friend of mine's house for a wonderful dinner, and she had people who could actually make differences in the government and what they're doing. Why? Because these were PhD scientists who understood the chemistry involved in the things that they were fighting for, like getting Monsanto out of our food and stopping putting deadly carriers into the immunizations that we give our little teeny-weeny children when they're born and for the first couple of months. Because as this gentleman was telling me, if you're going to give them 22 shots in the first few months of life, well, they're going to end up with 22 times the amount of deadly stuff that's put in the carriers and those immunizations, and the babies can't handle it, which is why a lot of them are coming out having some learning problems and emotional problems. It really is not something that takes a lot of brain power to figure out. Because as he noted to me at dinner, you can actually see through the studies how these things all line up over the time. So for any of you who are doubting this, this guy's a scientist, PhD, studied a lot of different areas of science, and he's working with the government right now. He knows what the hell he's talking about. One of the few. And thank God he's out there doing the work, because God knows I don't have those kinds of expertise. I just see the results, which is really deplorable. I'd like you to think about taking time to do the things that you care about. I'd like you to take the time to be at one with yourself, to do those things that matter to you. In your free time, take time to write down your goals. Take time to split them into goals that you can achieve over 90 days, a month, and daily, to move yourself forward to those things that you really care about, so you can make movement in your life. Because only to the degree that we make movement in our life toward our goals are we feeling fulfilled. And by all means, share your time with people who are supportive and make you happy. I mean, I like calling my godson because, you know what? He makes me crack up every time I talk to him. I could be in a total bitchy mood because, you know, I'm human and I have my challenges. And he'll just say something that will just crack me up. And he's really supportive, too. And I have another friend who just seems to know when I need her assistance. She'll text me or call me and ask me what I need. And she's not made of money or anything, but she believes in me. And she really respects what I'm doing out here in the world. And she knows how hard it can be to create a business that works, especially with technology changing every 2 seconds. And she knows the challenges I had with my hard drive, my computer dying last week. I have a busted tooth that needs to be yanked out thanks to an incompetent dentist a year ago not sending me to a periodontist to find out what was happening with that tooth. And my roommate being forced to move back to Texas, although that's a good thing because I can see clients here. And the water pump going in my car. Just so many things. But that's life. And it's when we have people who love and support us and want to help us out when we're going through these things that we can get through them. And in order to have that, you need to be a really good friend. And I'm happy to let you know that my friends are there for me because I guess I've been there for them in ways that really truly matter to them. So I'm going to make this a really brief recording and just leave you with that thought. Changing over, I'd like to talk to you about my program I'm running at the Palo Casino and Spa in Palo, California, at the Indian Reservation there. It is called Disappearing Type 2 Diabetes in Youth, and that's what we're going to be doing, teaching you how to do that for your children who have diabetes. And parents need to be there, and if you're not married but you have a partner living in your house, they need to be there too. And we're going to have a disappearing discount. So it's going to start at $1,170 and go up to $1,470 by the first of the year. So the quicker you purchase it, the more you're going to save. We're going to have medical people there speaking about it. We're going to have mental health people speaking about it. We're going to have a Native American talking about his challenges with being overweight and explaining to us about our environment and why that matters. And we're going to have a lot of resources for you there, included in the cost, including breakfast and lunch. So it's a really, really good deal. We're going to have a VIP day for those who are willing to spend a little extra to get deeper knowledge. And that's going to be happening May 13th, 14th, and 15th. And the way that you pay for it is you get the Mind Body app on your smartphone or your iPad. You download it. You go to Dawning Visions Hypnosis, Inc., and you look for Disappearing Diabetes and Youth Program, and you pay for one ticket per person who will be there. And again, it's the youth plus the parent or parents, so that when you go home, you'll be able to get the results from the work that we did over the days that we spent together. Enough said on that, and what I'd like to do now is just thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.